Wishing you a beautiful Monday, and I hope you've had a lovely weekend and got to take some time out for yourself and to do some things that you enjoy. This week, as we start a brand new week and we're relatively still at the start of a new month, I wanted to do a very motivating, uplifting and exciting topic, which is creating a mindset for growth. So when we think about mindset, there's two types. We have a fixed mindset, which is where we see things more in a black and white manner, or where we also can thrive within what we believe is possible for us in that space and time. And then we have a mindset for growth, or growth mindset, which is where we actually look outward beyond what we see in front of us and what we deem possible right in this moment, and look at what we can potentially achieve, those things that might be further outside our comfort zone or further outside the box and further outside what is maybe even visible to happen for us right now. There's no problem in whatever mindset you have. You might find that for yourself, to keep yourself in a place of maybe more calmness, you like more of a fixed mindset. And absolutely, there's no issue with that. Thriving within what you know is possible for yourself is really good, as long as you're thriving, I guess. But I suppose this week, it's just about looking outside the box. Some of the things they say that we want, there's that expression, life begins on the other side of fear, or life begins outside our comfort zone. And really, when we're looking at creating a mindset for growth, it's just about expansion. Maybe those things that you've wanted to do and necessarily haven't believed possible for you is things now this week that you can start to think about. And that's really where we are starting. We're starting with the mindset, which is created by our beliefs. And it's very important for us today to get a sense of what we believe to be true for us. A thought is that, it is just a thought, and a thought can be very easily changed. So I can be sitting here in a really fearful space, a very anxious space, maybe about something that's happening in my life currently. And then all of a sudden, someone comes into my life and maybe offers help, or my situation changes in an instant through just circumstances. And my mindset shifts to, oh God, I can believe that is there, or that can actually show up for me. What's very interesting about our belief as well is that sometimes when we believe, you might already have a mindset for growth and you believe that certain things are possible outside of your comfort zone or outside of what feels like it can happen right now. And then those things show up for you and you start actually panicking and saying, oh, is this too good to be true? And that also can be have a negative impact on us. I know I've talked about this a few times. Something really good happened for a family member of mine during the summer, and it's something I have wanted for them for so long. And when it happened, and I was an integral part of creating it to happen in terms of like the practical stuff around it. But when it actually showed up, I went into a state of, God, I can't believe this is happening. And there was a bit of a gap between getting the news and then it actually occurring, probably about 8 or 9 weeks actually. And I found myself in a total state of panic over those 9 weeks, and I couldn't believe it, that I would believe that I have a mindset for growth. I'm always about what's possible. You know, there's so many things that are possible that we don't even realize. And yet I was holding myself back because my belief somewhere along the line obviously didn't believe fully that these things could happen. So it's really about looking at these aspects. You know, is your mindset fixed and maybe you just can only do whatever is in that comfort zone and you thrive in that, so that's fine. Is it fixed? Do you only believe things can happen within your comfort zone, but you're not thriving? Do you have a mindset for growth, like I was explaining there, but it actually comes with limitations? So you do believe these things are possible, but actually when they show up, you go into a bit of panic, okay? Or do you just have a mindset for growth where you manifest, where you create, where you show up, where you do things, where you step outside that and you go for what you want? So today is to look at which category you fall into. That's the first thing. And the second aspect of that is then whatever category you fall into, and it could be even a couple of them, then asking yourself what your true beliefs about things being possible for you. So do you believe that you can achieve anything in your life? Do you believe there's limitations? If you do believe there's limitations, what are they? Is it just more practical things like, I'm never going to win X Factor because I'm not a good singer? Or is, I'm never going to be able to change jobs because I'm not good enough? That's a different belief system. My belief around not being able to sing and not winning X Factor is true. I can't sing, okay? But at the same time, if I want to change job and I don't believe that's possible for me because I don't believe in myself, then that's something we can definitely work on. So today it's just kind of getting a nice basis to where you are, because all of us are at different places. Sometimes in certain areas of your life, you might believe anything's possible. And in other areas of your life, you might have more of that fixed mindset. And it's really interesting. And to give an example of this as well, it's like when we're trying to create or manifest things, and I'm going to use a financial thing for this, and I don't really like getting into the financial side of that's the only thing we can manifest. When we read a lot about manifesting, it seems to be around financial stuff, but obviously it's not. But it's like if I was to try and manifest one penny, okay, I would probably do that within the next couple of minutes, because to me a penny is like, you know, pretty easy. It doesn't really mean a lot to me. But for somebody who's in, you know, maybe like living on the streets or is homeless or something, and they're looking for getting money for their hostel, one penny for them is huge. A penny for them would probably be like what, you know, a million is to me, or 500,000 even is to me. So we're in a state of where we're at in terms of our belief of what's possible for ourselves. But either way, whatever is whatever belief we have is relative to where we are. At the end of the day, if I don't believe that I can manifest 500,000 and somebody doesn't believe they can manifest a penny, we're both still dealing with the same thing. We both don't believe that something is possible for us. So I hope I'm explaining all of that okay. If you have any questions, do feel free to text me today, because I know I leave that part till the end of the week, but do feel free, because it's important for you to get a sense of where you're at. This week we're going to be doing some really good exercises around this. I want to kind of change the energy. We've been doing a lot of inner work over the last number of weeks, a lot of real calm energy as well, which is nice, but I want to, you know, lift things a little bit. I feel as we always come to the end of the year, it's important to kind of get back your motivation. Sometimes I find coming into the end of the year actually demotivates me, because I start thinking about all the things I haven't done. And as we did, I think last week or the week before, it was about looking at what we have achieved. So this is really important. So look, have a think about that, even as I'm talking, or afterwards, even get a piece of paper and a pen and write it down. But again, if you do have questions, feel free to get in touch with me. And I look forward to connecting with you for tomorrow's installment of this week's topic. Have a great day.